Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Time for the Junkies 25th anniversary podcast presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Every week throughout the year, we revisit some of our favorite memories in Junkies history. Podcasts come out after the morning show on Thursdays this week. Since Halloween's coming up, we look back at Cakes in the Coffin and the Cakes Coffin Challenge, which really sprouted because Cakes was hating on David Blaine.
I was, yes.
And David Blaine at the time was not really doing magic tricks. He was kind of testing his body's limits.
Yeah.
And in one of them, he was encased in like a coffin over the, is it the River Thames?
Thames,
whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, we never got that
He was
right.
in some sort of coffin, and Cakes was like, that's a breeze.
It's easy.
I can get some sleep.
That.
He had little ones at home.
Yeah.
And
was it torture when you think about it, or was it actually easy?
I mean, it wasn't easy.
No chance it was easy.
It wasn't easy. It's just you're.
I mean, you're just bored out of your
you're
mind.
You're so confined. You're like, you just your inability to move after a while.
But did you get claustrophobic like you are in an MRI machine?
I didn't really get. I've never had an MRI because this temple just doesn't need MRIs. I wasn't claustrophobic. It was just more the, like, just boredom. Like,
I still stand by this, though.
I can't do anything. Right. I'm just lying.
2 days must have felt like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I thought Cakes, strong.
I thought Cakes was going to fail because of sensory deprivation. I still stand by this. Mm-hmm. The true test never really happened. Because we didn't want anybody to talk to him.
I know.
And the freaking DJs kept putting him on.
They were entertaining
They entertained him. He
they
was
were
on like.
Me. Plus, like, was, overnight, you know, I'm listening to Linkin Park right. and Hoobastank and Papa Roach because the feed of, at that time, we were at HFS, the alt-rock feed overnight is just playing. So at least I had music to listen to. But and I was doing the show with you donks while I was
Who was the overnight DJ? I can't remember.
I think at one point it was Niecy.
It was Niecy. That's right.
There were a few.
And other people would fill in.
From like North Carolina. What was that dude's name?
Maddie.
Yeah. I think I talked to him a little bit or he talked to me. While
right.
I
was Who was the cute girl that was in the afternoons? She was
Jen.
Jen.
Yeah. Jen's in California.
But look, I'll give you props. I think that Jason's boy put up some cash.
Yeah.
So once he got to the halfway mark, I figured he was going to merge.
Who? You mean Thomas C. Mooney?
Yeah.
Well, there are a couple
things. How much did he put up?
$1,500. And by the way, that was not enough money for the torture I put.
Back then, that was like 10 grand.
But I put my wife through it. Because at this point, my kids
Why would she be tortured,
My kids were young at home. She had
to chase the kids around.
She had to juggle them all by herself for 48 hours because I was just being a big
shit. That might be the last time she was pissed at him.
Well, if you remember, I believe Amy's sister called into the show.
Oh, yeah. She
scolded him. Gave us the lowdown that the family wasn't that happy.
Right. Because
Cakes had kept that under wraps.
He abandoned the family.
You know what I was doing,
for money.
I was making the bacon, okay? I was making some extra side cash.
Right.
And then I spent it all at Disney World, like 2 months later.
Hey, to your credit, you got through it, and I believe we're going to play Cakes Coming Out of the Coffin, which was after day two.
Now, remember, we're going to help you out of here, Cakes.
Be very slow.
Don't slow. We don't want your brain to explode.
No, we wouldn't
You've
want
been
that.
On your back for 48 straight hours.
Yes.
Hey, and hide that waste container, too.
Oh, it's all the way down near the bottom.
Yeah,
10
hide
seconds,
that.
Cakes.
Wait till the stench releases
Seven,
this off and hits you.
Six, five, four, three, two, one.
All right. Go ahead, Cakes. You push.
Push, donkey.
All right, hold on.
The man. Oh.
Help him out. Brett, help him out.
Cakes has made it. Look how hurt he looks.
Look how hurt he is.
Give a smile to the camera, Channel 9.
Here's the breath of it.
Channel 9, Cakes.
Oh my God, it's smelly in there.
Yeah, it is.
He can barely open his eyes.
Oh, you did it!
Sawville.
Take the breath, man. 48
hours in the coffin.
There you go.
Much love, much respect.
Yeah. Look how thin that stack is.
It is $1,000.
Seriously, you want to stand up? You got to stretch your legs, dude.
All right, now be careful.
Here's Johnny Cakes. He's emerging. You taking pictures, Brett?
Oh.
You want to get out of the box, man. You want to get out of the box. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, get out of the box.
We're playing the Hallelujah chorus. Is that how you feel, Cakes?
Dude, he's...
Gotta be alive at this point. He's asked out of pressure.
He's really speechless, aren't you? You're kind of speechless.
Do you have a message for your family for the TV camera?
Amy, Juliet, Kurt, love you very much. Thank you for putting up with all this nonsense for the past 48 hours. I'll be back this afternoon, and it'll all be money.
Officially, in 48 hours, how many times did you go to the bathroom?
I believe 4 times.
Can we look at the receptacles?
No!
I don't know if you really want to do that. It's a bit gross.
No, here's your 2 G's.
How did you pull it off? Did you just do it from like the spoon position?
I was side spoon man, yeah. That was my hookup. So
wow.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm a little bit fuzzy looking at everybody and taking everybody in, but
are you going to Best Buy tonight with $2,000 in cash?
I could buy a silly flat screen with this kind of cash. Right.
So there it was. Cakes victorious in the Cakes Coffin Challenge.
Channel 9, I'll never forget. Channel 9 was there. I think it was Levin Reed still working there. Somebody from Channel 9 was there, and they were we documented it live on the local news.
Well, that's how big of a story it was.
And look, it almost ended in disaster because we used this listener, Steve the contractor, and he built this makeshift coffin.
Yeah.
I remember it was black, and the advertisers. The sales staff booked an appearance for Cakes within the coffin.
Yeah,
they couldn't see Cakes.
At like a local car dealership.
But he went like a promotional van to a car dealership.
You're lucky you didn't fall out of that thing.
I still remember like it was yesterday. Yeah. The back doors of the van got thrown open while we were sitting at the car dealership. And there were a few listeners there just mocking me for being in the coffin. Like, hey, big stupid, wasting 2 days of your life in the coffin. Good job.
But when the coffin returned to the station.
What a demonical.
So we were broadcasting from Lanham. Cakes get shipped out in the coffin in a promotional van. And they needed some people to help lift it up. And I just remember I helped a couple of promo people, and the coffin started falling apart. And we're like, he's going to collapse. And somehow we kept it together enough.
Remember,
we got it back into the studio.
There was some concern, and it shows you how we were just flying by the seat of our pants. There was a health concern because someone pointed out, like some guy called in and said, you know, when someone is like prone like that for like 48 hours, they could, if they get up too quickly, they could have like a brain hemorrhage.
Well, I still remember he looked,
or something.
I've been looking for this picture for a long while, and Cakes couldn't find us. I still remember he came out and he looked so dazed and confused when he came out of the coffin.
I hadn't seen sunlight for 48 hours. I felt like a vampire.
How
much would you have to get to do that now?
Minimum 10K for that amount of time.
Yeah.
10K.
Although
minimum.
I'm sure he actually got pretty good sleep.
No, actually, I barely slept.
Yeah, there's no way it was comfortable.
And of course, he had a lot of jerky, and he used
the
Gatorade bottle.
Jerky and a Gatorade bottle. That's all I had. I tried to drink
as
little as possible.
Like a teenager would bring.
All right, so that's the Cakes Coffin Challenge. Check out the podcast every Thursday after the show, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org to receive any advertised product. You must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.